So we are now recording. So I'm going to start my timer just so we don't talk too long.
Okay.
All right. Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Outright TV. I'm Jessica Stern, the executive director of Outright, calling in, if you will, from my home in Brooklyn, New York, one of the best places on earth. And today's kind of a special day because I am reunited with one of the only men I've ever had a little bit of a crush on, my former board member, your favorite member of Queer Eye, and one of the best spokespeople for LGBTIQ rights, racial justice, human rights that I know, Karamo Brown. Hi, Karamo.
Hi, my love. Reunited and I'm very honored by knowing that I'm one of the only men who you've ever had a crush on. So the love is mutual, okay? The love is mutual.
Let's be clear. My partner, who is assigned female at birth, is still more handsome than you, but you come close. Sorry.
I agree. Listen, I agree. I agree. I've met your partner, and your partner is fine. So I agree.
Yeah, well, I mean, keep your hands off, okay, Karamo?
Okay.
So, Karamo, first, let's start with the fact that you, when you were rising to fame, you said, I want to reach out to an organization and I want to join its board because I really want to use this opportunity to amplify the message of LGBTIQ community-based organizations. And we were so lucky because you joined our board.
Yes.
So, why did you join the board of Outright? What made you choose us to get involved with?
So being a world traveler and also having Jamaican and Cuban family members, or my parents are Jamaican and Cuban, I'm first generation American. Mm-hmm. I understand the struggles that LGBTQIA plus people go through around the world, not just here in the States. Yeah. And then also working in social services for many years here in the state with LGBT youth, I also understood the challenges here. And I was like, this issue needs to be addressed worldwide. You know, if I have access and I have some ability to shine a little light on a little small town in Missouri, but also shine a light on somewhere in Brazil, then that's what we need to do because we need to know that we're connected as a family. And when I learned about Outright, I was blown away because Outright is the only organization that I know of still to this day that is doing the work both here in America and overseas. Mm. And they are bringing in people from all those places that are getting trained on how to do the work back in their hometown, which is, I think, is critical. Because a lot of times people want to swoop in and say, we'll fix the problem, we'll do it. But then what foundation have you started in that area? What have you resources have you given them so that it can continue, so that it's sustainable? And so it was a no-brainer why I wanted to join Outright and why I still support you all still to this day.
Thank you so much. Well, I think that one example of that connection that we've maintained is Outright decided to launch a COVID LGBTIQ grassroots emergency fund. And it was kind of a crazy idea because at this exact moment where, you know, the economy is contracting and NGOs everywhere are really worried about their own survival, the Outright staff and board said, we want to fundraise for the movement, not just for ourselves. Yeah. And some people said, like, Jessica, are you really thinking this through? Have you followed one of my friend's recommendations? Are you drinking bleach? What's going on? But, you know, my answer was, there is no Outright if there isn't a strong LGBTIQ movement, right?
Yeah.
We sink or swim together. And so we set out to create this COVID emergency fund, and we started with pretty, I'd say, modest ambitions. And after almost 3 weeks of accepting applications, I kid you not, Karamo, we have received 1,300 emergency applications from around the world.
See, that's when you know you're doing, that's why I just love Outright, because there's such a need. And it's like, even in this moment where some people might have said, you know what, maybe we can't support. Maybe this is a time where we have to just restructure or something. Outright was like, no, we're still going to figure out how to raise the money mm-hmm. because there's communities and people in our community that need stuff. And so.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I want to appreciate you because I reached out to you with a small ask and you responded in a big way. So I'm going to out you. If you aren't out, you're coming out today. So I reached out to you and I was like, hey, can you just post a tweet or something to your followers and let them know that this fund exists and they could make a donation? And you had such a sweet response. And it was like that social worker in you. You said to me, I'm not going to post about it right now because actually my followers have been reaching out to me and letting me know that they're in crisis. And I want to be respectful of them and I want to meet them where they are. But I think this fund is amazing. And so then you told me you were going to do what?
Give money. And also get my, and then also the beauty of being in Hollywood is you meet a lot of people with real money. And I was like, I'll give some money and then I'll hit up all my rich friends and tell them to give money.
Well, we have been so enormously grateful. And you gave us what to us is a very large check and we are so appreciative. And then I just name drop everywhere. I'm like, don't you want to make a donation to, you know, Karamo Brown did.
I love that. Name dropping all the way. We're going to raise more funds. Listen, pimp me out. This is really inappropriate. So you might have to like take this out, but use me. Use me.
Well, thank you so much. I will use you as much as you're willing to be used for these purposes. Yeah. Maybe what I could just ask you about is like, so, you know, maybe you could say something like riff off the theme about why Americans should care about LGBTIQ people elsewhere, because it is hard in the US right now. There is no doubt that people are in crisis. And they're in crisis yeah. in the context of COVID. And yet we still need to save a little bit of ourselves for LGBTIQ people around the world. Why does that matter?
So what we get very nearsighted, I think, sometimes here in the States, because we're like, okay, it's all about what we have going on here, which is important. Mm-hmm. You know, I have still been reaching out to some of the organizations I worked with when I was in social services, being like, hey, how are the homeless youth? How is the trans community doing? How are our kids and friends here doing? Yeah. But what I realize is that there's still, and this is dicey to say because you never want to compare someone's struggle, but even we have a lot of privileges and opportunities here. Mm-hmm. And when you go overseas, you realize there's a lot of places that don't have those privileges, don't have those opportunities, that the government is completely ignoring them. Like, we have a government that is trying to take away our rights consistently, but imagine just being in a place where the government doesn't even acknowledge you're here and then also says, if you die, we don't care because your life doesn't matter to us.
That's right.
And so it's so important for people here in the States to realize that it's up to us to let them know, our LGBTQIA family members who are overseas, that though your government doesn't care, we care. And we love you and we support you. And just like we're supporting our community here, we're going to try to do what little we can
yes.
to do what we can for you. And this reminds me of how I grew up. You know, my best friend is Haitian. Like mm-hmm. I told you, my family is Jamaican and Cuban. And mm-hmm. I remember consistently, we would always collect clothes and collect toys and collect money and put in this big barrel that we would send off to our family that's overseas. You know what I mean? It was just something you did. You knew like... Yeah, big old barrel, you would send it off. And it was like, we just knew that even though we were taking care of ourselves here and we were trying here, that we can't forget that there's other people who don't even have the little that we have.
Right.
And so if you can spare a bit, you know, if you can just give some love, give some attention, give some money to support them,
yeah.
then it makes a world of a difference to somebody who has felt like, you know what, no one cares if I'm alive or not, mm-hmm. to let them know, yes, we do care.
That is 100% the message. I think, so we've been reviewing all of the applications that have come in for the emergency fund. And, you know, I'd be lying if I didn't tell you, like I cried reading some of them because the level of need is enormous. And the single biggest issue that people were asking for help with is actually food. And the reason is because our community, LGBTIQ people globally, we live on the razor's edge of poverty on a good day, right?
Yeah.
And then you imagine if your government says, for your own safety, you have to be on lockdown. You don't have a bank account. You don't have savings. Maybe you barely have a roof over your head. And so in this environment, those people who were sort of subsistence living fall into desperation. And I think that this is a moment for us to be our best selves. And, you know, what I keep thinking is that what we do now will affect generations. And so we can see that as a moment to be rigidly individualistic, like some heads of state have said, or moments to stand up and stand with our community. And I think it's a moment to stand with them, because we know that when food distribution happens from homophobic and transphobic governments, then our community is not going to them. In fact, in Sri Lanka, some of the food distribution is done by the police. How are you going to get that food if you don't feel safe with the police?
Yeah, completely.
And in many places, food distribution happens through religious organizations. How are you going to get that food if that organization says, you're too gay, you're too trans, we don't want you?
Yeah.
And so this fund is designed to give grants between $2,500 and $10,000, very, very small grants, to grassroots LGBTIQ organizations when no one else is there. And I think that's what you're saying. It's like, if we don't take care of our community, nobody else will.
Yeah. And when you just give those facts, this is why I always love talking to you, because you're so freaking smart. I mean, like, I've told you this since the day I met you, that you are brilliant. I could just listen to you talk every day. But also, what you do is you take complex issues and you make them digestible for every single person. Mm-hmm. Because I don't think a lot of people understood or realized the simple fact of what you said. If churches or police officers who are normally here to support and protect are saying, we don't see you, we don't love you, we don't care about you in your home country, and they're the ones that are holding the food and the assistance, then what do you do? How do you get that food and assistance? And I think that is something that is so tangible for people here to understand why it's important that they support people overseas in our community, why they support organizations like Outright, because someone has to say, here's some money to your organization while you're there on the ground, so that way you can make sure that you're the safe place that this individual can come to and say, I need some support, and then know that they're going to be safe and they're going to get it. And I think I just appreciate how digestible you make these complex issues, because it just is, when you hear it like that, you're like, if I couldn't go to my neighborhood church, you know, what would you do? Well, you're going to go to somewhere that's going to love you and support you. So thank you for always doing that.
Thank you so much, Karamo. Well, I don't think I can take the conversation to a higher level than Karamo Brown, the only man I had a crush on, complimenting me. So I'm going to wrap up there. I'm going to say, we love you. You're such a great friend to all social justice movements globally. And we wish you enormous success professionally, because to have someone with your celebrity also have a foot in the social justice world is very rare and very special, and we treasure you.
Aww.
It's true.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I will say this. I am able to do the work I do because I have mentors and like you, because I have organizations like Outright. And, you know, the guys, I've been working with them to figure out how we can all five of us get involved with Outright. And I feel like now our schedules are probably going to get together, because it's been a passion of mine, because I'm like, each of us, two of them are from other countries. Mm-hmm. One of us has parents from other countries. Mm-hmm. One of us doesn't identify as, you know, identifies as gender nonconforming. And I'm like, we are sort of this representation of this global experience. And I want to make sure that we can support Outright. So stay tuned, Jessica. I'm getting the Fab Five to come over there and do what we can for you. So I'm just letting you know right now.
Stop,
I'm making this
it.
Public declaration.
Stop it. All of the viewers, even if it's just my mom and Karamo's fiance, you heard it here first. The Fab Five are coming for Outright, and guys, let's do it. All right. Let me just conclude by saying, if anybody wants to learn more about Outright, please check us out, www.outrightinternational.org. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, iTunes, all of it. Follow Karamo Brown on all of his platforms. Do you want to just say what they are?
Sure, at Karamo, K-A-R-A-M-O. They're all at Karamo. That's the beauty of having a name like this. Anybody else got it?
You're distinctive. You're special. And yeah. Everyone, thank you for watching. Tune in for the next episode. I don't know what it is, but I'm sure it's not going to be as good as Karamo and me, but it can try. We really appreciate your support. And I'm going to stop recording now. One last goodbye, Karamo, for our viewers.